I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson's Secret 2. I'm joined by the lovely Vex King this week. Hello. I wanted to ask, you have a book with your lovely wife, Koshal, called The Greatest Self-Help Book Ever Written. Is the one written by you, sort of in brackets, which I really love. I mentioned earlier, and my life coach has sort of suggested that journaling would be helpful for me, and this is in fact like a journaling book, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So okay. Yeah, the journal, so The Greatest Self-Help Book is the one written by you. I think actually, you know, it lives very true to its title, and I say this because often I'm asked, you know, I haven't got qualifications in you know, like psychology, for example, and people always ask me, you know, where this self-awareness came from. And a lot of it was reading, but also it was just getting to know myself. And one thing I was doing unconsciously for such a long time was just writing out like how I felt throughout the day. So in exercise books that I would get from school, you know, I'd always take an extra one, and then I would sometimes, you know, just write how I felt that day. And if it, even if it was like, you know, a swear word, for example, I'd write the swear word down. But I think in that process, I was becoming emotionally literate. So I was starting to understand the emotions I was feeling, and then I was starting to understand why I feel the way I do. And once you have self-awareness, that's when you can really create authentic and lasting change. And my wife, you know, she's had all her struggles with like mental health, social media, you know, you name it. And, you know, she's got quite a big platform on YouTube. So for those of you that, you know, have never heard of my wife, she's lovely. Her name's Koshal. She's one of, so she was, I think at one point, she was one of the biggest Indian beauty gurus on YouTube. She, you know, kind of rose to fame on YouTube. She shot up to 2 million subscribers, and she's a very innocent, you know, a very innocent, pure soul. And, you know, I have this bias as her husband, but I remember when she started blowing up and she started getting trolled. And she turned to me and she was just like, I can't believe people in the world can be so mean.
I can't. And I still can't.
Yeah. And, you know, it was so innocent because I almost had grown up with mean people around me and, you know, tragedy and, you know, the horrors and people telling me to leave the country and not being accepted. And I was just like, it's such an innocent point of view. But, you know, she really struggled with her mental health after being exposed to so many people. And I'd always told her to try journaling, and she tried so many times. She opened up so many books, bought so many journals.
I can imagine she has like a collection of really aesthetic, nice ones that are just were a bit abandoned initially.
Yeah, she has the best looking journals that you can buy to fit in with her like Louis Vuitton, Tom Ford books that you don't open, but you just have on show. But, you know, I think for some of them, she's just completed the first page. And then some of them she found quite repetitive and she just couldn't stick to them. And we realized that, you know, journaling is so powerful, but there wasn't a journal out there that had, you know, varied prompts that was easy enough to fill, so it wasn't too overwhelming, it didn't take up too much of your time on a daily basis, that had very clear and easy to follow instructions.
And so for like a beginner, Vex, like, because I wouldn't know where to start. Like I feel like you're almost, it's almost like the beginner's guide to journaling what you've created. And it's lovely to like give people that guidance and help when they're first trying a new space, because otherwise it can be super intimidating.
It can be super intimidating. And in fact, I actually don't know if there's an advanced way of journaling, if I'll be completely honest with you, because I think the whole point of journaling is to really make you feel self-aware, to help you learn about yourself. And there should be a way to track that progress as well, to see that if you've grown. And that's what this journal really encapsulates. So, you know, my wife brought her struggles along to our meeting, and I brought my expertise, and we created this journal together. And honestly, we're so happy with the way it's turned out. And, you know, this is a journal, and I've heard this from so many people, not just online, but, you know, you can see on Amazon as well, that this is a journal that people have really been able to stick to, and a journal that people look forward to on everyday basis.
No, you've convinced me. This is what I'm going to get, that book, and that's how I'm going to start.
I'll send you a copy.
No, don't be daft. I'm going to buy it. I want to support you. No, you're welcome. So is that, I suppose, is that a really good place to begin then for a self-improvement journey, journaling?
Understanding yourself, I think it's one of the most powerful ways to really grasp who you are, what you go through, why you do the things that you do, what you feel, why you might be feeling that way. Journaling is one of the most powerful tools that I think I've ever used in my life, and I'm a strong advocate for it. There's actually this documentary, I don't know if you've seen it, it was with Jonah Hill and his therapist, and it was out on Netflix. And his therapist, who's like this world-renowned kind of therapist, he tells Jonah Hill to just write his thoughts down. He's just like, just write whatever comes to your mind, just write. Because what you're doing in that moment of writing down, you're translating your thoughts into words, and you're actually tapping the subconscious or unconscious layer of your mind. So the things that might be, you know, almost pushed away into the recesses of your mind, and you're bringing them to the forefront on the conscious layer of your mind, and then you're putting them out onto the page. And that's what journaling does for you. It helps you tap deep within yourself. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
Well, you're dealing with things that you've, like, you know, going back to your analogy about the blown up ball in the pool, you're dealing with things you've tried to repress, you've compartmentalized, you've hidden. And we do a very good job of that. Like, as human beings, we do a very good job of it. And I think the more you journal, the more you get that, like, subconscious or conscious train of thought out on paper and deal with those things, like, the deeper you'll have to go, I suppose, the harder it will become initially, but then the freer, the lighter you'll feel, the healthier, the happier. Well, I'm getting really fired up, can you tell?
Well, the transformation, I think, is always hard at the start. So in the journal, we include a lot of prompts. Now, I'm just going to give you an example. I can't remember if we actually included this particular prompt, but I remember doing self-reflection exercises once, and one of the questions was, how are you lying to yourself in this particular moment? And I remember thinking of that question at the time, and I was just like,
God, that makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it does. It does, right? And you're just like, wait, I'm not lying. Wait, am I people pleasing? Am I doing things that don't align with my values just to feel accepted in society? Am I neglecting my needs? And then you just really go down this, you know, this avenue of, you know, who am I? What am I doing? Why am I doing these certain things? And it opens up this kind of worms, but at the same time, it's so liberating. And then you step into not just the new version of yourself, but the truer version of yourself. And that's where that growth takes place. And that's why these prompts are so important. And in the journal, instead of asking the same prompt every single day, we change the prompt every single day. So there's always a new question, and there's always a new avenue to explore. And that journey, although it's quite terrifying, it can be quite exciting at the same time.
No, definitely. And I think, like, if I was left to my own devices with something like journaling, I'd just wake up and be like, feeling a bit anxious today, you know, not sure exactly why. I would do very surface stuff. But, like, Because I would never just sit there and go to myself, are you lying to yourself about something today? Like, that is terrifying. So yeah, I do feel like this is a really nice way for beginners to get into it. Well done, you. Has it really helped your wife?
It has. And in fact, we did the test on my wife, my sister, my wife's personal sister.
All your guinea pigs.
Yeah, all the guinea pigs, my friend. Like, we printed pages and we basically handed them out to all our friends and family. And we're like, does this help? What would you change? And to be honest, I think because we put so much thought behind it, we kind of, I say right, you know, subjectively, but I think, you know, we did a good job the first time round. So, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Obviously, I follow you on Instagram. I love your account. And you're always giving sort of like gorgeous, lovely advice. But I wondered what the best bit of advice you'd ever been given was.
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's from the first book I ever read, which is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And it was, whatever the mind can believe and conceive, it can achieve. And the reason I say that was because it really shifted the trajectory of my thinking and my behaviors to lead me to the life that I'm living now. Because I'll be honest with you, when people think of self-help, there's a lot of negativity towards it, because there's perhaps a lot of people that prey on people's vulnerabilities to make a quick buck. And I completely get it, because even after my first book, Good Vibes, Good Life, I had so many companies and people, you know, contact me saying, you know, your book's flying off the shelves. Have you thought about doing this? And, you know, it was all about how can we
monetize it more?
Yeah, monetize it more. And I had to say no to a lot of things. And it was difficult, because to the young homeless Vex that didn't have any money, to suddenly be offered loads of money, loads of attention, loads of great things, it was tempting. But then I was just like, well, actually, if I say yes to all those things, not only is it inauthentic and against my values, but I'm also then inspiring people in the wrong way. I'm telling people that they have to change themselves to succeed in the world. And that didn't quite, you know, sit right with me. So with self-help, you know, it does get a lot of bad rep, and there probably are a lot of people that want to make a quick buck. And I've experienced that myself, because even when I didn't have much money growing up, I tried all sorts of things. And when I say all sorts of things, I, you know, spent my last bit of money on like spellcasters, people that did, you know, different healing modalities, because I was so desperate for change. But self-help also changed my life. You know, I didn't have money for therapy. I didn't have people to turn to. I only had books, and I had these, you know, quotes. And some people find those quotes cliche or cringy, but those quotes gave me a bit of hope. And with that hope, I was able to build momentum to make shifts in my life. So, you know, I'm very thankful to the industry. And although I naturally, I suppose, fall into this industry as someone who shares, teaches, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, I don't put a name on it. You know, I'm just trying to give back what self-help gave to me.
Yeah. No, and I think that sort of that moral, like, part of like moral compass, you know, like I think that's what people probably really admire. You know, you could have really capitalized on it and stuff, and instead you've chosen to stay authentic and true and actually just help people, which I think is nice. The space does feel like the self-help space, and it feels like it's potentially getting a bit cloudy. Is that a a good way to describe it, you know? Like I often hear people talking about it and like, oh, I'm working on myself, I'm manifesting Mykonos for myself this summer, blah, blah, and all. And I think, I'm not sure you're using any of these words right. And is it hard for someone like you to who's made it your life's work, who believes in it wholeheartedly, who is quite literally like seeing these things come to fruition? Is it hard for you to see it go down the path it's going?
Yeah, so I think I've been on that journey as well, where I've kind of, you know, bought into the whole image of spirituality, and spirituality has become a trend. I think it's good that people are turning to these spiritual modalities and really trying to find happiness within themselves instead of externally. But I think, you know, words like manifestation, self-love, trauma,
narcissist.
Yeah,
the list goes on.
Again, you know, everyone's apparently a narcissist these days. Everyone's a red flag apparently these days. You know, all of these things get taken out of context. And it's very hard to have like these nuanced conversations now, because people just, you know, think in a very binary black and white way. It is difficult to witness to some degree, because part of my work is to make a lot of these ideas accessible, digestible, and really relatable, so people don't have to overthink them. They're very easy to grasp. But then at the same time, I have this almost this responsibility not to dilute things too much, so I'm not taking away their true deeper essence and meaning. But at the same time, you know, I'm going on this journey, and other people are going on this journey, and the wellness industry right now is a thriving, booming industry. This, you know, it's a multi, I think, billion pound industry. There's so much money to be made. You know, a lot of people want to be coaches. A lot of people want to find their purpose. A lot of people want to help people, which is always, you know, it's nice. In essence, it's a great thing. But I think intentions really count. And you have to have that self-awareness to see where you're actually coming from. Am I doing this because I truly want to help people and make a difference? Or do I just want to make my pockets bigger? For me, I've tried to avoid this path for as long as possible. You know, I did music, I had different businesses, I was in a corporate job. I did everything apart from what I do now to then be forced back on this path. And this is, you know, this is my life's work. It's, you know, I don't try to be anybody. I don't want to be a guru. I don't, you know, those titles, I'm not even a fan of those titles. But, you know, sometimes the media will give you those titles that you didn't select. I'm just a normal guy trying to share what's worked for me in the hopes that, you know, it will help other people. And if it doesn't, that's okay too. I think the whole journey of personal development and you know, self-love is to really make it your own and find your own way. And I'm just this small speck in that space that's sharing things that has worked for him, but it doesn't mean it's necessarily right for every single person out there.
Yeah. And that's true of everything, you know, like variety is the spice of life, not one size fits all. Like, but I do think, the way you're doing it is very nice and very noble. So well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just wanted to finish off by asking you to tell us a little bit about your new book.
Yeah, so the new book is called Things No One Taught Us About Love. It's out on
April. Such a beautiful title.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It just came to me in the moment. I was like, yeah, that's the title of the book. And it basically demystifies and debunks a lot of the things that we hear about love and relationships. So it connects kind of the spiritual view of love, and it connects it to our everyday relationships, whether that's romantic relationships, our friendships or family ties. And it's just about finding and cultivating healthy love. And that starts with you.
Yeah. Starts it has to, doesn't it?
It does.
That's the harsh truth of it all.
Yeah. It is the harsh truth of it all. And, you know, so a lot of people have read my first book, my first book on love and relationships, which was called Closer to Love. And this is really distilling that information and just kind of giving a new experience of it. So this is in the style of my first book, Good Vibes, Good Life. It's a much shorter read, a much more impactful read. But, you know, hopefully it answers all the questions that people tend to have on love and relationships. It was inspired by my Instagram DMs, which are always about well, 90% of them are about love and relationships. So yeah, hopefully this gives people clarity and helps them build much healthier and deeper relationships.
It's honestly, mate, like it's like what we were saying at the start. I feel like so many of my friends and even myself until I met my current partner, and you know, I'd worked on myself in order to find him and stuff. But like so many people are searching hopelessly, it feels like, for these lovely connections and stuff. And I do feel like because of everything else that's going on, because of how distracted we are, because of how many options we think we've got, like we're missing out on lovely people. So hopefully your book helps some people find the people that they're meant to.
I really hope so.
Oh yeah, fingers crossed. I'm excited to read it. Before I let you go, I just wanted to hear a few parts in The Secret too. We ask our lovely guests to give our gorgeous listeners a couple pearls of wisdom. And it feels really greedy because you gave us so many already today. But I do think this is an important one. So I wondered what your secret was to lasting change.
I think the secret for me to lasting change was showing myself compassion, I think, through the process of change. It's accepting my humanity through it all, knowing that I deserve better for myself, but also not punishing myself for where I am currently. I think we all want to be, you know, a better wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, better at our jobs, more loving towards the world. But at the same time, we've got so many things that have shaped us to who we are today. And we just need to show grace for that version of ourselves while we aspire to the change.
I have this post. Honestly, so many things you've said today have just made like alarm bells ring in my mind. It's been so lovely. But I have this post all ready to go in my Instagram. It's, the ghosts of all the women you used to be are so proud of who you've become.
I love that.
I love it so much. Like, I'm always beating myself up. I get really emotional when I talk about this, but I'm always beating myself up over like my past mistakes and like the versions of myself I used to be. And I'm always rushing to try and become better because I feel such a sense of guilt over who I used to be and the mistakes I made and stuff. But reading that, it made us stop and really take stock, because we're always going to grow and improve and become better and all the rest of it. But we've got to stop beating ourselves up over... Yeah.
And there's actually a quote I read on social media recently. I don't know who it was attributed to, but it said that if you try to wipe out all your mistakes and all the things that you did wrong, you'd wipe out yourself.
Yeah.
You'd wipe out your past, because it's those things that have made you who you are. It's those mistakes that teach you how to do right in the world, how to what you want in relationships, in your career, in your friendships. It's all those things that are teaching you or have taught you what you know now, and you wouldn't be as wise as you are now if you hadn't experienced those particular things. So, you know, it can be quite difficult, but I think if you can change that kind of punishment and you know, that's kind of self-torture almost into gratitude, then that can really create a massive, massive shift on how you view the past.
I need to work on that.
It's an ongoing journey, and that's okay. So.
I've absolutely loved speaking to you today. I can't wait to start on the journal. I can't wait to read your new book. And I just wish you the very best of luck with everything. Vex, you're such a nice man.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Well, guys, that was the international bestseller, Vex King. I honestly absolutely love that. I'm sure you guys could tell. And I can't wait to read his brand new book, Things No One Taught Us About Love, a special new reworked edition of Closer to Love that distills all the wisdom of the book into the warm and relatable style of Good Vibes, Good Life when it comes out. If you loved Vex King, make sure you get his book. Make sure you follow him on Instagram. I'm sure we can all learn a little bit from that lovely fella. Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2 is now available on YouTube if you prefer to consume your content in a visual form. Don't forget to follow us on all of the platforms, TikTok, Instagram, you name it, we're there. And most importantly, if you like our podcast, please tell someone who you think will like it too. I love to see our little community grow. Have a really great week. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling super positive after that. And not toxic positivity, real positivity.